Couple of the Owatonna seniors on this section championship team, Jason Williamson along with Chris Lewis. Defending champs, you guys maybe have a target on your back. How does this year feel different than last year with that in mind, Chris?
With it being our senior year, we just got to go out and perform. Last senior year, so you gotta go with a bang.
And do you feel that having a target on your back has made things different at all this season, and if so, how?
Not really. We kind of had one on our backs last season, but I think it's a little bigger this year because we actually won it all last year.
You guys are going back to the bank. What's the reaction to that, Jason?
Just another game to all of us, I think. So, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, that's an interesting point. Coach Williams talks about, and I'm going to turn to Chris now, about keeping things business as usual. How do you guys do that when the stakes get bigger and you get more attention? How do you do that?
You just got to keep your head down and grind. You can't let the fame and shine all get to your head. You just got to keep grinding.
Tell me a little bit about the win over Chaska.
It was a big win, being that they were talking crap, saying that we played the worst 5A schedule out there this year. So it was good beating up on that team.
And Jason, the Huskies were down at halftime. It's only happened a couple of times this season. What was the attitude coming out in the second half against the Hawks?
Just got to be more aggressive because we knew they were going to be aggressive. And we just came out and we were a lot more aggressive, I guess.
U.S. Bank is such a cool thing. What's a first reaction you remember from the first time you stepped out on that field?
Seeing all the fans from both sides, and it's always good seeing more Owatonna fans like usual. So,
and Chris, how about you? What's a first recollection of being out on that field?
Wow, it's just kind of crazy looking out there, seeing all of our fans out there, seeing the big sea of blue.
Was TCO pretty cool? Anything stand out about the place in Eagan?
Being that it's another place that the Vikings practice and play at, just being where they practice, that's kind of cool.
Let's talk a little bit about having you in the backfield as one of the blockers. How did that kind of thing develop?
I don't know. I think it was week six or something like that. I think we dialed it up, and we were all just like, okay, let's go. I was pretty excited about it because I was like, Coach, let me run the ball. So blocking for Jason will do for now. So.
All right, Jason, what do you think? Do you want to block for Chris at some point here?
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty fun.
What can you say about how that play developed and instituting that play in part of the repertoire here?
It's just good to have an answer to if someone wants to stack the box, and we can stack our box too.
Okay. You hope we call for another halfback pass at some point here? You want another chance at that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Did it work in practice well?
No.
How about returning kickoffs? Is that something that you want to be doing?
Yeah, I like to have the ball in my hands, so that's good.
Tell me about Elk River. I'll turn to Chris first. Elk River, a couple of words about them.
They come off low, fast, and hard. So,
how do you find that ball? How do you find who has the ball?
They got three backs, so whoever shows up in my gap is who I'm going to take.
Okay. And then Jason, as opposed, and I know you play defense too, but when you guys have the ball, what does Elk River do defensively to try and contain you guys?
They just run the same defense that we've kind of been seeing the last 3 weeks, so it's just kind of grinding it out, and got to be more aggressive like usual.
All right, and then just a final question or so, reaction or word to the fans. What can you say to the fans, Chris?
Be loud.
All right. And Jason, for your coaches, a word for your coaches, what they've done for you guys.
They always put together a good game plan. Got another good one this week, and we're really lucky to have every single one of them.
All right, Jason Williamson, Chris Lewis, good luck to you guys.
Thank you.